North Carolina State Superintendent Catherine Truitt will leave office at the end of this year. She started off as a high school teacher, then served as a college chancellor and an education advisor to Republican Governor Pat McCrory. Truitt recently spoke with WFAE's education reporter, Ann Doss Helms, about her high and low points. They talked about slow progress on reading scores, the difficulty of being innovative in a job with little power, and the challenge of being a moderate in divided times.
Truitt says her main motivator to run for state superintendent in 2020 was North Carolina's persistent inability to get the majority of third graders reading on grade level. But she took office in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and she says getting students back into classrooms became her first task. The disruption of remote learning set students back, here and across the country. Truitt says the test scores being released next week will show that North Carolina's students are working their way back. But even getting back to where we were pre-pandemic obviously is not good. That isn't where anybody wanted to
right.
be.
That alone is why I ran for this role, was our reading scores. That is why I wanted this job. So you're right to say that we're not across the finish line. I guess it depends on how you define the finish line. But if we were to define the finish line as all fourth graders and eighth graders, you know, proficient when they start fifth grade and ninth grade, we're 5 years away from that at least.
One of Truitt's big wins was the General Assembly's vote in 2021 to require that all pre-kindergarten and elementary school teachers take extensive training in how to teach reading. The new program, called Letters, is based on research showing that most students need to be taught about the sounds letters make, how they combine to form words, what those words mean, and how to combine them into meaningful sentences. That hasn't always been part of the curriculum. Earlier this month, Truitt reported that students are showing significant gains on the assessments that students take in grades K-3, especially among groups that have traditionally fallen behind.
20% in the Hispanic community, 17% in the African American community.
But those gains start to taper off in third grade. And Truitt says the 2024 state exams won't show major changes. But she hopes the gains build, noting that the time-consuming teacher training has been phased in since 2021.
This is the first year that all kindergartners, kindergartners, first, second, and third graders will all start school with a teacher who has completed the letters professional development.
Truitt says better literacy instruction is one key to overcoming the persistent academic disparities that can make it difficult for Black, Latino, and low-income students to break cycles of disadvantage.
The other solution is leadership in our schools. And you have profiled one of our best and brightest leaders that I've come across in the last 4 years, and that's the Southwest Regional Principal of the Year for Charlotte and Dwight Thompson.
Indeed, I reported extensively last year on Thompson's work with an ambitious public-private partnership trying to break the cycle of poverty in West Charlotte. At Renaissance West STEAM Academy, Thompson recruited strong teachers and saw significant gains on test scores, getting the school off the state's F list for the first time in 2023. Truitt noted that he has also reduced suspensions and improved discipline.
And when you do those things, you provide the fuel that communities of color or high poverty communities need to leverage an education to climb out of poverty.
The state provides training for current and aspiring school leaders, as well as financial incentives to get strong principals into high-need schools. But we agreed it can be tough to keep them there. I joked with Dwight quite a bit about that. It's like, are you going to be here by the time the next school year starts? Because
exactly.
That's another pattern.
Yeah, well, I told him I'm coming to visit his school this fall, and I don't think I'll do very many school visits this fall.
But less than 12 hours after that exchange, CMS announced a new principal for Renaissance West STEAM. Thompson has taken a job out of state. Truitt got no traction with two of her other big initiatives, revising how North Carolina grades school performance and licenses teachers.
The Department of Public Instruction is not really set up to be a place of innovation, and that's what I was trying to do.
The superintendent has very little authority to set policy. That falls to the General Assembly, which has a Republican supermajority. Truitt says she's also aware that she needs to work with the State Board of Education, educators, and advocates, who come from various political perspectives.
I had a lot of people who were ready to write me off simply because I had an R in my name, and a lot of people who work in education have a D by their name. And I worked very hard to put those fears to rest by speaking to groups that, you know, were left-leaning groups instead of right-leaning groups. I hired people, as I said at the beginning of our interview, who probably didn't vote the same way I do.
Truitt lost the March primary to Michelle Morrow, a MAGA Republican who homeschools her children and has called public schools indoctrination centers.
There were a lot of moderate Republicans who lost, and I could have moved further right during the primary, but that wasn't me.
The Democratic candidate is Mo Green, a former Guilford County superintendent and Charlotte Mecklenburg deputy superintendent. Truitt says neither has asked for her endorsement, and she isn't sure either has the connections to build trust and make things happen. Morrow hasn't worked in education, she says, and Green's experience is primarily in large urban districts. Truitt says she isn't sure what she'll do after the election, but she plans to stay in North Carolina and keep working in education. Ann Doss-Helms, WFAE News.